Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on strengthening bilateral ties, Philippines President's visit to India. The participants are Anil Wadhwa, former ambassador, and Sonu Sood, anchor.
President of Philippines Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. arrived in New Delhi today on a five-day state visit to India, his first visit since taking office in 2022. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Marcos are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions tomorrow. President Marcos will also have meetings with President Draupadi Murmu and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. To discuss the significance of President Marcos' state visit to India, we have with us Ambassador Anil Wadhwa. Ambassador Wadhwa, warm welcome to you from Akashvani.
Thank you.
Ambassador Wadhwa, to begin the discussion, we would like your perspective on the bilateral ties between India and Philippines, which are now 75 years old. How deep and diversified are these ties, and what is the significance of this visit in strengthening the bilateral relations between the two neighboring countries?
So India and Philippines share a very warm and, in fact, multifaceted bilateral relations. These have very deep historical ties. And of course, we are both democracies. Our cooperation spans across various sectors, and that includes defense, trade, investment, and cultural exchange. The new areas of cooperation which have emerged now is health and pharmaceuticals and also tourism. And our relationship was formally established through diplomatic relations, which started in November 1949, shortly after both the countries gained independence. The year 2024, therefore, marked the completion of 75 years of establishment of our diplomatic relations. And we have a bilateral mechanism, which is the Joint Commission on Bilateral Cooperation, which is chaired by our External Affairs Minister and the Philippine Secretary of Foreign Affairs. So that is the umbrella consultation which happens at regular intervals. But of course, lately, because of the situation in the South China Sea, we've seen that defense cooperation has emerged as one of the strong pillars of bilateral relations and a very promising area for future collaboration between India and the Philippines. The reason is that the situation in this region due to the Chinese actions has been given a new twist. The Philippines and India are both countries which feel that cooperating in the security area is essential in the circumstances, and that has then brought the two countries much closer together.
So India's relations with Philippines are seen as an integral pillar of India's Act East policy and Vision Mahasagar. And you just outlined that how crucial the cooperation is between India and Philippines in ensuring maritime and defense security in the Indo-Pacific region. So you feel this is going to be one of the main focus areas of discussion between the two leaders tomorrow?
Yes, most certainly. It will be one of the most important areas of focus because although we signed a defense cooperation agreement between the two countries in 2006, there is this joint defense cooperation committee which meets regularly. And in fact, the last meeting of that was in Manila at the defense secretary level. Also, the service-to-service meetings are held regularly now. And both the countries have signed an MOU on defense industry and logistics cooperation also. That happened in 2017. And this mechanism also meets quite regularly. Then, of course, our defense ministers have met. Last time they met was on the sidelines of the ASEAN defense ministers meeting. And given the objective of expanding our institutional cooperation, we also have a very strong maritime engagement. The inaugural India Track 1 maritime dialogue happened in December 2024. But to supplement that, both countries have also set up a Track 2 dialogue. And that's been meeting also on a regular basis. Then we have the Navy and Coast Guard ships, which regularly visit each other. And there have been port calls on a regular basis from the Indian naval ships, plus the colleges of defense management of India, Indian Army War College in Mau, and the NDC delegations. They've all visited Philippines. Last visit from the NDC delegation, in fact, was in June 2024. So, as I said, this is a focus area of cooperation now, and I expect much more to be discussed in this area when the two leaders meet.
Among the focus areas, you also mentioned trade and investment, and bilateral trade between the two countries has grown steadily to reach $3.5 billion in 2023-24. So you feel that we will see further MOUs taking place in various sectors of trade where we have bilateral cooperation during this visit, and you feel the bilateral trade retaining its momentum?
Yes, the bilateral trade has also been growing between India and Philippines. In fact, the $3.5 billion trade, which was reached in 2023-24, was the highest till then. But the trend this year in 2024-25 is also quite good, because so far from April to November, both sides have done a trade of $2,197 million already. So we are on the right track to equal that or perhaps surpass it this year. I think there is also, you know, an importance now in both economies about each other, because in terms of the goods that we exchange, we are quite complementary. So India exports engineering goods and automobile parts, and also electric transformers and petroleum products, also products of iron and steel. But importantly, drugs and pharmaceuticals, chemicals, some electronic goods, which is growing, and also meats, oil seeds, tobacco, groundnuts, and others. So it's a long list of items that we export to the Philippines. But pharmaceutical products is the main export from India to the Philippines. And Philippines exports to us semiconductors, some ores and ashes and copper and lead, plastics, pearls and precious stones, etc., and animal fodder. So again, these are products that India needs, and what we export to them are badly needed by the Philippine economy. Investments are not doing badly either, because India has invested already about $5 billion into the Philippine economy. And most of these investments have gone into IT and the BPO sectors, but they've also gone into the crucial sectors of pharmaceuticals and healthcare, textiles, chemicals, automobiles, FMCG, and others. And from the Philippine side, although investment is modest, they still have 10 very large companies which have invested into the Indian economy. One new area which has emerged is financial technology or fintech. So that's got some focused areas which our leadership has identified only recently. They, in fact, signed an MOU in June of 2023, and then a joint working group, a meeting of the fintech group was held on September 2024 here in New Delhi. And that has led to cooperation in a number of emerging areas. So I suspect that we are going to go in that direction and identify some new areas of cooperation between both of us, which will further boost our investments and our trade.
So President Marcos' state visit coincides with 75th anniversary of our diplomatic relations, and India's relations in Philippines are seen as an integral pillar of India's Act East policy and vision, Mahasagar. So you feel that this visit of the President of Philippines is a perfect opportunity for both leaders to set a fresh, re-energized trajectory for future bilateral cooperation, as you outlined also, given the current international environment where bilateralism is on the rise and multilateralism is facing lots of challenges.
It's very important to see this visit in the light of the strategic developments that are taking place between India and the Philippines. This is a time where Philippines is facing challenges in the South China Sea, and India is also watchful of the actions by China in this region. At the same time, we have to be mindful of the fact that mutual cooperation between like-minded countries is the need of the hour. So I would say that this is very timely visit by the President of Philippines, which, by the way, is the fifth time that a president from Philippines is visiting India. And I'm sure the focus will be how to make sure that the strategic partnership between the two countries from the security perspective is make some progress going forward.
In fact, Philippines President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. described India as a valued friend as he embarked on a 5-day state visit to India. And as you said, a lot of cultural and people-to-people ties. There is more than 70,000 Indian diaspora which stays in the Philippines. So you feel these linkages also becoming stronger?
Absolutely. So, you know, we have a very important cultural exchange program which has been signed between the two countries. And in fact, there are a number of activities that are celebrated as part of this cultural exchange program. Plus, as you rightly mentioned, there are 70,000 people of Indian origin who live in Philippines. Many of them are Indian professionals, and they work in Indian and multinational cooperation in the Philippines. Plus, now we have about 9,800 students in the Philippines who are enrolled in various courses, which is extremely important, and in future this number will only grow. The Indian diaspora has also established several places of religious worship. So we have about 31 gurdwaras and 8 Hindu temples in the Philippines. There are a number of cultural associations there, and the Indian embassy there and the Filipino community is jointly supporting social, cultural and welfare activities. You mentioned about our historical linkages. So we had the Sri Vijaya and Majapahit empires, and these influences have reached the Philippines from the 10th to the 14th centuries. Even after that, there has been an influence of the Puranas, Indian literature, such as Ramayana and Mahabharata in the Philippines. And in fact, in places like Cebu, in Butuan and San Malan, there is a lot of Indian influence. In fact, there are some rulers from India, like the Cholas, for instance, who are quite well known in the Philippines even today, even though there was a break in the Hindu kingdoms. So San Malan was ruled by a Raja with the name of Chulan, which is a Malay pronunciation of the Tamil Chola. So there is a heavy influence of Indian cultures, and Hinduism was also prevalent in various societies in the Philippines, notably in the central and the southern islands, along with the banks of Manila Bay and Laguna de Bay. So we have some genetic studies which show a migration of South Asian to the Philippines. We have a lot of influence from India, which is in the Philippines.
So very deep socio-cultural ties we have. And our Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in 2017, he had visited the Philippines. Let's hear what he said there.
I'm delighted to be here in Manila on my very first visit to the Philippines. There is a lot that India and the Philippines share in common. We are both pluralistic society and vibrant democracies.
So, Ambassador Wadhwa, what would you say? You have outlined all the focus areas in the bilateral relations between India and Philippines. And on this state visit, what kind of outcome are you expecting in terms of agreements or MOUs which could enhance the trade between the two countries?
Because there is a very strong delegation which is accompanying the president, so I expect a number of bilateral meetings. They may translate into MOUs on the sidelines of the main visit. Of course, we can't predict which field these will be, but I do expect that a number of them would be signed. And there's another area of cooperation which we haven't discussed, which is the tourism cooperation between the two countries. Philippines is very keen that we should utilize our air services agreement, which was ratified in June of 2023, and it improves the air connectivity between India and Philippines to be used to increase cooperation and tourists from India into the Philippines. And similarly, India would also like more tourists from Philippines to come here. So that should be one new area of focus, along with the agricultural biotechnology and pharmaceutical and medical sciences, and of course, material science and technology, as well as ocean and atmospheric science. These are all new areas that have been identified in this relationship, and I'm sure they will find a place in the joint communique which will come out after the visit.
Ambassador Wadhwa, thank you so much for joining us and giving us an overview of the wide-ranging areas of cooperation between India and the Philippines.
Thank you so much.
You are listening to a discussion on Strengthening Bilateral Ties, Philippines President's Visit to India. The participants were Anil Wadhwa, former ambassador, and Sonu Sood, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.
Spotlight.